This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating an independent medical evaluation for MES. Solutions examinee Michael Boble, B-O-B-L-E, claim number 10218008, date of injury 2/5/2020, MES file number 211220, I'm sorry, 2200-1981, case type workers' compensation evaluation, specialty psychiatry, employer insured, Smithtown Nissan Inc. Client Utica National Insurance Group / Utica. Mr. Bobel was seen on March 16, 2022 for independent medical evaluation at my office. He was reminded that there's no confidentiality and that there's no patient doctor treating relationship. Patient came to the appointment accompanied by his wife, who stayed for the full evaluation. Mr. Bobble is a 61-year-old male who resides with his wife, Toni, T-O-N-I, of 36 years. He has three grown children, ages 36, 32, and 29, and no grandchildren. He's not been working since the date of his accident, which was 2/5/2020. He says he's worked as an auto mechanic for Smithtown Nissan for 26 years. He was checking a car for noise and holding a long screwdriver. He states the wheels were turning at 40 miles an hour and knocked a screwdriver into his face. He was seen in the St. Catherine's emergency room. His lip was cut. Subsequent medical follow-up included a CT scan, an MRI of his neck, a normal EEG. And a consultation with Dr. Mayerson of neurology. He's also seen ear, nose, and throat specialist regarding his tinnitus. He underwent neurocognitive testing by Dr. Sophier, S-O-P-H-I-R. And has been taking alprazolam PRN for anxiety. Mr. Bobel has been working with Dr. Seskin, S-E-S-K-I-N, and doing cognitive behavioral therapy on a weekly basis. Arrangements have been made for him to see Dr. Vaglia, V-A-G-L-I-C-A, on March 21st for a psychiatric evaluation. He states he's been diagnosed with a concussion and suffers with headaches, ringing in his ears, balance issues, eyesight problems, and has benefited from some vestibular therapy. He feels a constant pressure in his head and is unable to attend to his previous daily activities. His past psychiatric history is notable for seeing a therapist more than 10 years ago. Briefly, past medical history, he sees Dr. Dragone, denies any drug allergies. Alcohol and drug use is denied. Family psychiatric history is denied. Social history, he used to live in Florida, grew up on Long Island. has one brother and one living sister. His parents are deceased. He is a high school graduate. A mental status exam. He was casually dressed with fluent speech. His mood was depressed. He reports strange dreams. He sleeps about 4 hours a night with several middle insomnia awakenings. He reports increased appetite, 20-pound weight gain, no homicidal ideation, passive suicidal ideation, stating things are awful, quote-unquote, without plan or intent. He has feelings of hopelessness and helplessness. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time, but not to the day of the week. His insight and judgment is limited, and he reports anhedonia. He's been asked to seek work and is easily upset by this idea. His psychologist has diagnosed him with major depressive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, and post-concussion syndrome. The following questions were addressed. What is your diagnosis? I agree with the diagnosis of major depressive disorder and a post-traumatic stress disorder, too. What is the current degree of disability? His current degree of disability is 100%. 3, please obtain a complete medical history from the claimant regarding any pre-existing accidents and conditions. He reports a history of a crushed right finger, an ulnar nerve surgery, lumbar back issues, and a neck injury. He denies past psychiatric treatment other than seeing a therapist several times 10 years ago. 4, please question the claimant regarding his daily activities. Is he currently working? He is unable to work. His daily activities include going to his therapies and doctor appointments. He says he does attempt to do some laundry and some light tidying up in the house. He reports being unable to do any other physical activities at this time. 5, what are your recommendations for continued treatment? I recommend that he continue with cognitive behavioral therapy with Dr. Seskin, S-E-S-K-I-N, and that he follow up with psychiatric consultation with Dr. Vaglia, V-A-G-L-I-C-A, set for March 21st, 2022. I recommend he continue the psychotherapy component for the next 6 months on a weekly or every other week basis. 6, what is the long-term prognosis as it relates to this accident? With proper treatment for depression and post-traumatic stress disorder, the hope is that Mr. Bobble will stabilize psychiatrically over the next year. 7, do you feel he's capable of returning to work? If so, are there any restrictions? I believe Mr. Bobble is unable to work at this time. 8, has the claimant reached MMI? If so, comment on permanency. If not, please comment on when you feel he will reach MMI. The patient has not reached maximum medical improvement. I suggest continued psychotherapy for the next 6 months on a weekly or every other week basis, and psychiatric visits with Dr. Vaglia. The initial consultation is next week. If medicine is prescribed, I recommend monthly visits with her. I recommend this treatment plan for at least the next 6 to 9 months. New paragraph. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 300.2. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion and that I have reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy. Okay, new page for the same claimant. Claimant Michael Bobble, MES number 211-220-01981, employer insured Smithtown Nissan Inc., client Utica National Insurance Group /Utica. The following records were reviewed for this independent medical examination. One, Eye Vision Associates, Gwen GNADT OD, 2322, 21022, 21222, 22422. Two, Behavioral Medicine Associates, Lynn, LYNN, Seskin, SCSKIN, PsyD, PSY, capital D. Visit dates 1/28/22 and 2/3/22. Office visit, Brett Silverman, DO, 2/16/22. Four, C4 authorization, 3/7/22.